Fleur, your host for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits. And sitting down with me is Logan Lagu and Cynthia Royer, whom are here to chat about their initiative, collecting donations to give to those that are living in a vulnerable situation, that are unhoused, or do not have permanent housing. So Logan, I think that you started collecting items for those who were facing a vulnerable situation, who are unhoused or lack permanent housing around 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, no, last year.
And what made you want to do this initiative?
Well, it started off where we were looking at the news and there was a guy who died on the streets in Montreal who was homeless, and I felt really bad and I really didn't want that to happen to anybody else. So I went out with my toboggan and I told my mom to call some friends and family around here and ask them if they had any clothes that they could give to us, so we could go to Montreal and drop it off. And my parents, first they thought that was crazy. and then after I got them to let me go and everything, then I came back and I called my parents, asking them if they could help me go up the hill, because I had so many trash bags of clothing and pants and everything and sleeping bags. So they came with the truck and they they helped me up. Then we went over to Montreal, and that's how that really started.
Yeah, and the community kind of heard about what you were doing, and then donations started coming in pretty rapidly, right?
Yeah. Well, my mom posted on Facebook to see what we could get, and people just started coming, knocking at our door one after one, came and asking, oh, I have some stuff, and this has a hole in it, do you mind? But for them, for homeless people, it's saving a life, just one thing, just to unbutton it in, even if it has a little hole in it. We just sew it back up, and it was all good, and we had a whole U-Haul full of stuff, and it was like the big, big U-Hauls that you drive.
Wow.
And we had a whole bunch of people help us out, and our house was filled to the brim of things. And the daycare, or the upstairs in one room, you could barely even go in it because it was filled with clothing and anything like that.
Well, it's awesome that the community was showing support for what you were doing. And from my understanding, you're doing it again this year, right? You're collecting items again?
Yeah. Well, sadly, our truck, the one that we've been using, the transmission.
The transmission blew up on us.
Yeah.
So now the house is full to the brim.
And we don't have anything to bring all the clothes to. So, we're trying to put that a bit on hold now, but we're trying to find as many options as we can to see how.
We've had a couple people bring a few trips because the items keep coming in, but we've had a couple people last week bring a couple trips in with their vehicle.
Oh, nice.
So, because a couple people were calling us and asking us when we were going in, we were like, the living room's full, the basement's full, but right now we can't leave the driveway. So we had two people last week bring trips in for us.
Yeah, that was pretty nice of them.
And what sort of items are you looking to collect once you get your truck up and running? Have you realized that there's some specific needs of certain items?
Well, mostly sleeping bags are really helpful for them. Sweaters and mittens, really all pieces of clothing. But also toothbrushes, mm-hmm. since they don't have...
Like toiletries, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we take basically everything. We even take summer clothes. And as it is now, we're... My mother-in-law's house, the basement's full of summer clothes in the winter. And we have two trailers that we have. And we're putting the summer clothes in because... the reality is, in the summer, less items come in, but they need the summer shoes, they need the stuff.
Yeah.
And if we send the summer shoes in and the summer items, they're just going to the trash.
Yeah.
So we're storing them as it is. So we sort through absolutely every item. You know, they need everything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the weather, they still need the basic necessities.
No. And even if they have a hole in them, even if the boots are not in good condition, you know, we've had people offer to go out and buy new boots. But we tell them, no, take that same money and go buy 10 pair of used boots.
Yeah.
Because for the same amount of money you're going to put for one pair of new boots, you can warm 10 people's, you know, take that same money and go to the used place and buy the used boots because they're just as good as the new ones, you know, but you're helping 10 people instead of one.
Yeah, there was a guy, like, last year, he brought us a bunch of boots, and even this year now, he's brought us another couple pairs of boots, and it's just... been really nice of him for what he's been doing.
He's our little helper on this side. He always calls us up, and he's like Logan's biggest supporter. He's always helping.
That's awesome. Now, like you were both mentioning, you often drive out to Montreal to drop off the items that you collect to shelters or organizations that can distribute these items.
Yeah.
Are you able to tell us about some of these shelters or organizations that you are supporting this year?
We do all of them. Like, we do Maison du Père, we do Accueil Bonhomme, Aubry, and we do a lot of the women's shelters that them we can't name. And we do Aboriginal places that also we had quite the experience.
There was this guy at the old brewery, and we were wondering where one of the women's shelters were, and he goes...
Because
Logan, social workers.
Logan saved a woman because we didn't know what was wrong with her because she couldn't walk. And Logan said to Mom, you know, that lady can't walk. And it's because her feet were so frozen. And she only had canvas shoes on. And Logan said, Mommy, look, she can't walk. So we opened the truck up, we put her in,
I gave her my socks, and because she did it more than I did, I have a bunch of pairs at home, so it was just nice for her, and she was crying, and she could barely speak, that she was so cold.
And do you support any local shelters or organizations? I know that, from my understanding, you help out local families.
We have a lot of calls. Lately, we've had so many calls from local people. Vicky Duke in Cowansville, she has an organization, and she's been giving us, items. And when I have items, like kitchen items and stuff, that I have too many and she needs them right off, we switch it out. And the cab, we've been giving them coats for the kids and stuff. But a lot of people that work for the DPG, that knows of a family, they'll call me. And this is new from this year. So a lot of local families have been really desperately in need. I think with the economy, there's going to be a lot more also.
Yes.
And Logan, he takes the calls. Of course, he's a child, so he takes them. And it's like we're on the road like 20 minutes later trying to help the child. And he went through all his clothing because we heard about a 9-year-old that was really desperate for clothing. And he went through all his clothes, and of course, he emptied his wardrobe, so Mom's gonna buy more stuff. We were on the road like an hour later bringing that child stuff. So the local need is amazing. And like neighboring towns like Mansonville and Bedford, we've had so many calls. So it's not only Montreal, it's a lot of local people that last year, I don't think we even realized last year that this was going to keep going and it was going to get so big. Because I mean, you know, last year when he had this idea, I mean, we thought it was going to be great for a couple weekends, and we thought it was amazing. And then 9 U-Hauls later, just last winter, 9 26-foot U-Hauls, just with what he did. And then we're like a year later, but the people we've helped, it's amazing. Like, never in my wildest dreams did I think that his little project would be so big.
You must be proud, Logan.
Yeah, I really didn't think it'd go this big, and I'm really proud of myself for just picking up a toboggan and going outside to pick up clothing.
Yeah, taking initiative. Now, how can the community help in supporting your initiative beyond just donating items? Can the people help in other ways?
Well, the volunteering is amazing, but we never know ahead of time when the items are going to come in. Like, we had 54 bags between Saturday and Monday come in, but we never know. And we have nowhere to sort it. We're sorting it right in our own living room. So my mom's joke is, she says, I hope nobody knocks at our door. We look like hoarders because we have it just sprued out all over our living room. So like, we never know when to ask people to come. Like last year when he did this, it went from him doing it one day, the next day was a snowstorm and was a snow day. So the next day people just kept bringing the stuff. And then we had a lineup past our house, and if anybody knows where we live, past the church, with people waiting to bring the items to leave it at our house. And then we had 10 volunteers just helping sort the stuff because the U-Haul was in our parking lot, but we didn't realize how much help we needed. So he got on the phone, started calling friends and stuff, and his best friends were coming and helping. And then we had people bringing us food, people calling, and they cooked overnight to bring us stuff because the next day it was going to leave. People that we'd never really known that were there in there helping us. And we were during the pandemic, so people had the masks on.
Yes.
And people were actually out on our porch because we had no more room in the house. So to see a community come together for one child that decides that and then gets on the call, on the phone, it was just amazing.
And is this something that you hope to continue doing, Logan, for as long as you possibly can?
Yeah, well, I really, really, really want to keep on doing this. And as long as we keep getting funds and as long as people keep giving donations, I think this can keep going on for a really long time.
Should people be bringing items right now, or would you like to put that on hold? Because I was going to ask you where people can drop things off and how they can reach out to you if ever they want to help in certain ways.
No, I think the donations have to keep coming in because there's a reality that the need for, like, we see it, like, I mean, it's not their problem that our truck is broke. You know, yeah. We'll figure out a way to get the stuff into the city. Okay. I mean, he's made a few calls to have, like, to find people to take in, you know, a few loads for us. And, like, I think the reality is that more now than ever with the economy, people need the items more. We always say it doesn't matter if it has a hole in it. It doesn't matter if it's missing a zipper. It doesn't matter what your stuff looks like. If it has stains on it, bring it because we'll find a place for it. The children's items, the children's toys. We got so many connections locally and in the city. The stuff will find a home. You know, what makes my heart sparkle is when somebody will call us up and they'll say, you know, my husband just passed away. Can you come and get the stuff? And we'll go. And sometimes we'll be there a half hour and a person will tell us about their husband and stuff. And we'll share tears. And then when we go to give the items, Logan and me will make sure we find the right person. And then when we're handing the items, we can almost feel like that person there giving the items. You know, we don't just hand it over to like the old brewery. We hand it out in the streets, first of all. We hand it out with the U-Haul open and they can go shop right in their U-Hauls. But we also know people that are on the streets and he knows like where they are because we go in so often. So when we see like a size 2X come in, it's rare we get them, but we know where they are and we take them and hand them out. But, you know, like, Logan, you want to add about the Oreos?
Oh, yeah, because they really like Oreos, but they never get them down at the shelter in, like, chocolate bars. But a lot of them, like, they don't have enough money just to buy one. But they always ask us, oh, can you come with Oreos or chocolate bars or could you come and bring, like, some candy? Because we never get it down there and we don't want to have our money to... our money that we need for other things. And, they always ask, like for dish soap or laundry detergent. Because down at the shelter, you have to bring your own. Most shelters, it's like that. So they always ask for that, too.
Those are all the questions that I had for you both, but I wasn't sure if there was anything that either of you wanted to mention that I may have missed that would be important for people to know. Did you want to provide the address or whatnot for so that people know where they can drop off their items?
Sure. It's 360 Knowlton Road. We actually arranged it so that the house is open 24 hours a day because we're realistic that people work night shifts and stuff.
Yeah.
So the first door is open 24 hours a day. You just open the door. It's most likely going to be a mess because people are leaving stuff anytime. If you know of a local family that needs something, call us. I mean, find me on Facebook. It's Cynthia Royer. And we will, you know, we'll do our best. Like, what I would love is to eventually have a place that I could keep sizes. And then when I have someone that calls us and needs that size, I have it. Yes. Because right now, we're not keeping sizes, right? We're sending everything out when we get it. But if, you know, if eventually we have, like, a spot that we can keep extra things, so then when something happens, like 2 weeks ago, we had a man that absolutely needed boots that day and a jacket and needed clothing. We found everything else except for the boots. So we put it out on Knowlton.com. We needed boots size 10 and a half. And within 15 minutes, we were on the road going to someone's house that had them. And that man offered like to buy him new pair. And he said, I'll buy him a new pair. And we said, no, please, do you have a pair? And he said, yes. And he said, please give us your used pair and please take the money you would have bought and go buy, you know, used, then bring us them, but don't buy new, buy used and bring us that, because you can help with it. You know, like we mentioned, so many different, you can buy more
for the same quality.
Well, thank you both so much for coming today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.